The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young Radio. If this is the first time you've come across our program, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the show. For the past two decades, it's really been our mission here on Forever Young to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. You can listen to hundreds of past shows, read hundreds of articles on there. There is so much great content there for you. If you're not currently suffering from what we're going to be talking about today, which is digestive issues, there is just a plethora, a wealth of resources available at foreveryoungradio.com. And also check out our Instagram at Forever Young Radio, and also check us out on Facebook there. So Kelly, this is a big topic, and this turned into a part two. We didn't even intend for it to be a part two, but there was just so much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, so many people are dealing with different digestive issues. We're seeing them taking on these different diets out there, whether it's paleo, whether it's keto, all these different things and ways of eating, and maybe it doesn't match up with them, or maybe they're taking a medication or something that's counterindicative when it comes to digestive health. On that last show, you can kind of go and check that out. We have that on our archive. That would be the first version. We went and did a really deep dive on some of the just generalized food challenges that people can have. We talked about IBS. We talked about a number of other issues. So if this is the first time catching the show, make sure you go and listen to part one when you get a minute, because we weren't able to have the time to talk about a really big area that people are dealing with, and that is acid reflux, right, Mel? So on this show, again, just do a little highlight real quick on the talking points of why people can have digestive issues. And it's becoming more and more common with digestive conditions out there, Melody.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that suffer from this, and sometimes it is dietary. There can be issues with your body's digestive structure, basically keeping the acid and the food where it belongs. Yeah. So there's multiple different causes of this. And this is really one of the most common digestive conditions that's treated by gastroenterologists and primary care doctors. I mean, the symptoms that you're looking at include heartburn, regurgitation, throat pain. You know, that acid does not belong in your throat. And then there's less common symptoms, which can include just coughing and chest pain and wheezing. But the prevalence of it varies strongly between continents. So this is kind of interesting, because in North America, the prevalence is highest, and it's estimated to affect up to 28% of adults. I'm wondering if that has a lot to do with our diets. You know, we've talked about the standard American diet, also known as SAD, a fitting acronym there for it, SAD, standard American diet. But there is definitely some interesting causes and some great natural solutions for this.
Yeah, definitely. Even some little modifications, as you mentioned. I mean, when we bring up that diet, fast foods, they're kind of hard to digest. I don't think people really look at it in that way. And that's in part because of their low fiber content. So again, when you're not getting that fiber, you're getting high sugar, it can slow the process of that GI tract. And again, we have a lot more oils and things out there that we didn't have in the past. Think about when our grandparents or great-grandparents, they were living more off the farm, right? They were foraging their own food, or maybe they didn't have all these frozen meals and processed foods out there. I mean, you look at some of the lunch meats that are prepackaged, those have very high sodium content and have a lot of chemicals in it, depending on which brand you get. So I think as people are more aware, and we talk about the incidence of how things have changed, I think that's why we're seeing that big uptick, Mel. I don't know what you think about that.
I think in general, a lot of the digestive issues that people are having is due to how we are eating today. When you're eating more whole foods, fresh foods, organic foods, they say that if you want to be eating the right foods, stay around the outside perimeter of a grocery store. When you think about it, the outside perimeter, generally, that's where it's going to be the fresh, you know, you're getting fresh produce, you go around, you're going to be in the dairy and the meat section, which, you know, again, shopping organic and dairy and meats is always ideal so that you can avoid any hormones and xenoestrogens and things like that. And then, you know, like fresh baked goods tend to also be on the outside as well. And again, with baked goods, you also want to make sure that you're eating things that have more whole grains in them. But essentially, you know, the rule is that the further into the store that you get, the more boxed and canned items you're getting. There's a lot of salt in those items. There's a lot of processing. The nutrition value is not there. You're going to get weirdly fortified foods with things like, you know, folic acid that is not the natural form that your body needs in order to be able to process it and for your body to be able to use it for your overall brain health and energy, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, so I mean, it's a good rule. Just follow the outside perimeter of a grocery store and you're going to be in better shape.
Yeah, definitely, because you're going to avoid a lot of the colorings, the preservatives, the artificial sweeteners. And that's just what some people may not be able to digest. You may be able to digest it, Mel, no problem. And I may not. So again, kind of just being aware of those things. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about chronic stress, the illness connection, and then continue on with our discussion. But make sure to go to foreveryoungradio.com to learn more. We'll be right back after the break.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Labs Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster Cognizin, clinically proven to help reduce cognitive inhibition. Mariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known to support brain health. Emerald Labs Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. Today, we're kind of focusing a little bit more on the acid reflux or GERD aspects of digestive issues, because there are so many people, particularly here in North America, that are suffering from these issues. And I know that one of the common causes is surprisingly can be connected to the very medications that people are taking to treat GERD. Isn't that right, Kel?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And again, when they initially put people on acid blocking medications, the PPIs, proton pump inhibitor, maybe it's a temporary solution. But I've talked to people who've been on this stuff 2-3 years. Like, you need to understand, like, there's a place for stomach acid. Like, our creator gave us stomach acid for a reason. It's not because you're making poor choices all the time. It's we need that balance. But when we start getting out of whack and maybe we're on medications too long, maybe there's a different medication. Maybe you've picked this up with something that you're dealing with a chronic illness, whether it be cancer or autoimmune diseases or, you know, RA or multiple sclerosis. They're all associated to poor digestion. So you have to kind of look at it and other pharmaceutical drugs that you're taking, because the main thing is our microbiome, right? Everything kind of happens in there. It's connected to our immune system. And when things start getting out of whack in our digestive tract, maybe you have to say, hey, was I recently on an antibiotic? Was I recently eating more sugar? It seems like after Halloween to the new year, it's sugar time for everybody out there.
Oh, and you know,
we're eating different foods. People are bringing food to share at the office. They're having parties. They're having events. You're going to Christmas things. And then all of a sudden, your stomach is just so messed up. And you wonder if that's why they're like, new year, new you. It's probably like a 90-day detox from Halloween all the way to the new year. What would you say, Mel?
No kidding, Kel. Well, you know, the funny thing is going into spooky season with Halloween. Listen, there is a time and place for everything. I really try not to be so strict about things that my kids are like maniacs the minute they get an opportunity to even look at sugar. But the kids, they get a bag of candy and they want to eat the whole thing. And then next thing you know, they've got a stomachache. Think about that. And as adults, we only learn to moderate ourselves because we remember getting the stomach aches, and they're still learning that right now. But the truth is that all of that stuff is highly processed. You know, there's like, there's, you know, hydrogenated things in the candy. There is, you know, high fructose corn syrup. There's food coloring. There's so much junk in there. And that's not really fuel for your body. You might get a little bit of a spike of energy and then you're going to crash and burn. But all that sugar too, it feeds the wrong kinds of bacteria as well. So there can be all sorts of problems. If your gut is already imbalanced and you know you don't have a good balance of the good to the bad bacteria, guess what you're feeding? If you don't have enough good bacteria, guess what's getting fed in there with all that sugar, the bad bacteria? Same with other infections. And then there's also things that are known to happen in the body where there's actual studies that have shown that your white blood cells, they cease to function properly in the presence of sugar. So when you consume a high amount of sugar, your little white blood cells, they're busy little bees. They're basically kind of buzzing around, constantly moving, really little busy bodies doing their job. The minute that you consume any significant amount of sugar, they sort of cluster together and they go into hibernation. They like just chill out. They go dormant for a little bit. Even though this wasn't specifically on the topic of digestion and reflux and GERD, one of the ways that you can actually combat that is actually taking vitamin C when you're going to be consuming sugar. So before going out trick-or-treating or to an event where there's going to be a lot of sugar consumption, I'm going to give my children vitamin C, because then I know that if they're trying to fight off some sort of bug or they're exposed to something, you know, going into the winter months, we're about to enter flu season, and unfortunately, COVID's still not done with us yet. So I'm going to fortify them with some extra vitamin C and a, you know, a children's kind of vitamin that they can consume, so that I know that we're giving their white blood cells the best chance to keep them healthy. There's a lot to this, but yes, absolutely. Excessive sugar consumption, definitely going to affect your digestion. Alcohol, any of these things that we're doing can affect the digestion. And these are all the things that everybody likes to enjoy this time of year.
The treats don't stop. You know, it's exciting. No. It's like you have your traditions, you have things to look forward to. And again, it's just following that 80-20 rule. I like those traditions. But again, the vitamin C recommendation is fantastic. Even working in a little bit of broccoli here and there, if you're not going to eat the best food, maybe, you know, making sure you're getting some, your kids are getting some in because of that fiber. Again, Mel, when we're looking at things, especially long term, and on that last show, if somebody's dealing with leaky gut, we spent a lot of time talking about leaky gut syndrome. In fact, we put an article on our website as well at foreveryoungradio.com. But the interesting part is when we're talking about acid reflux and GERD, when I was talking about earlier, for a temporary situation, that could be the avenue you could go down. But long-term use, these drugs intrude on the GI system's ability to properly break down food, particularly proteins. And everybody has been so protein crazy in the last decade to two decades. It's great. We need protein. But again, at the end of the day, if you're not processing that right, that's going to set you up for some imbalances within that gut. And those digestive issues are going to continue to go. So I make sure I'm always taking a good probiotic each day. I know you do too, Mel. There's a lot of good ones on the market. I have chosen to use Dr. O'Hara's for my family. For gosh, 15 years, only because it's a paste. It's not a powder. It comes with its own food supply. It doesn't need refrigeration. So if you're not someone currently taking a probiotic and you're maybe relying on a yogurt out there that is just the run-of-the-mill typical yogurt, look at the back of the label, because it's normally high sugar, high carbohydrates, and it's not going to deliver the different forms of the good bacteria that you need. So I use one that comes with a pre and post probiotic and a prebiotic to make sure that I'm getting all of those things and hitting all the buttons. So just a little recommendation for people out there if they're not currently taking a probiotic.
And you know, Dr. O'Hara's, they're totally gold standard in this industry. They're an amazing company. And again, it doesn't have to be refrigerated. Having something that's shelf stable, and they're also so small and easy to swallow that you can just pop in your purse or in your, you know, in your man bag, your satchel, the dudes out there. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you could just take a pack of them and just stick it in your pocket if you have to go somewhere. But you know, the thing is that when you think about it, like a lot of those PPIs that people are taking, they might be effective in reducing things like GERD, but they're also associated with a bunch of common side effects like headache, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. Anytime you think about like prescription medications, there's always that long laundry list that if you hear the commercials, they're rattling it off like they're an auctioneer, you know, they're yeah. like, hey, I'll take diarrhea for 300, you know, like, okay, yeah. gotcha. You know, and it's like, yeah. I can't even talk that fast, but it always shows these people sort of frolicking through a meadow because they're suddenly free from whatever chronic illness they have. And then all of a sudden the list of side effects that are associated yeah. with the medication sound like a nightmare half the time. So, you know, there's always a time and a place for pharmaceuticals. And, you know, on further on that note of the probiotics that you're taking, Kel, for those of you out there who are taking Emerald Labs formulas, just a good thing to note that there is a raw whole food blend in many, many of these formulas. Probably at least a third of the lineup has a raw whole food blend, which also includes digestive enzymes, sprout powders, probiotics, and prebiotics. Now, Dr. O'Hara's is going to be, I'm taking this because I want that probiotic blend that's so unique. But you are getting a bonus of that in many of the Emerald formulas. And then we did talk about digestive health last week. But we do want to talk more about some of the nutritional things that we can do to combat some of these issues that are associated with GERD.
Definitely. And I think when we maybe come back from the break, we should really just explain what's happening when somebody has GERD. What is really going on within the body? Because I'll tell you, Mel, I've been around people who have really bad acid reflux and very bad digestive issues that are going on, maybe even, you know, colitis and stuff. And at times when they're having an event by maybe eating a food that is a trigger for them that they weren't really prepared for, they will get almost like they're having some type of a cardiovascular event. And it's happened to me. There's tons of foods that I have to stay away from, or even liquids. Anything over acidic, I immediately get heartburn. That heartburn can feel very scary. It's hard to catch your breath. And often that's what's happening to people when they have acid reflux, when that comes up into the throat and you're feeling that burn. It is not a great or enjoyable thing to deal with. And these are just the little things that we want to share with you each day, especially if you're dealing with it or a loved one is, really just understanding that process of what's going down. So I hope you'll stick with us when we come back from the break. Mel and I are going to pick apart and share with you what's happening with GERD. But again, feel free to visit our website, that is foreveryoungradio.com, and click on our sponsors and the friends of the show. We have really, really great partners, all based on science. You can learn a bit more about Emerald, Dr. O'Hara's, Kyolic, Clear, so many wonderful companies that are a good part of our equation. So make sure you stick around. We'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at vitamin shops, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Today, we are really focusing on acid reflux and GERD. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys about is what is happening with GERD? You know, just to break it down. With GERD, there's a backwash of stomach acid into the esophagus and in more severe cases into the mouth. Ugh. This abnormality occurs due to the lower esophageal sphincter, or known as LES, not working correctly. Normally, when someone swallows, the LES relaxes and it allows the food and liquid to flow into the stomach, and then subsequently tightens again to keep the stomach content where it belongs in your stomach. But when the LES relaxes too much or it weakens, it can't stop the stomach acid from flowing up into the esophagus. So therefore, that really unpleasant experience that so many of us are familiar with occurs, known as reflux or GERD. There are so many of the common drugs for GERD.
Oh, 100%. Because when we explained what was happening before the break and how desperate people feel and how it's not a great feeling, they're willing to do anything, right? So they go to their doctor, they talk to them, and they're put on PPIs, those proton pump inhibitors that we talked about. And PPI is currently available on prescription, especially in the US, Nexium, Prevacid, Prilosec, and different things like that. We're not going to list each and every one. These are the common ones that people are hearing the most about. These drugs, like we mentioned, suppress stomach acid secretion. So they can be effective in reducing GERD with quotations, but like I said, Mel, they're not recommended for long-term use. The most common side effects are headache, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. And there's more concern when we're talking about this. There was actually a study by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, which found PPI use was associated with deaths from cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, and upper gastrointestinal cancer. This study was performed in a large cohort that included over 157,000 PPI users and nearly 57,000 users of H2 blockers, which is another type of stomach acid suppressor. So one of the lead researchers of this study, he stated his concerns are this. Given the millions of people who take PPIs regularly, this translates into thousands of excess deaths each year. Furthermore, since many people take PPI medications long-term, he warned, taking PPIs over many months or years is not safe. And now we have a clearer picture of the health conditions associated with long-term use of PPI. So that's pretty crazy, Mel. Like when we see studies out there and again, we always follow the research. We love studies because we like that we're looking at it in a different way. But I generally don't see studies that include a combined of over 200,000 people. That's a pretty big study.
And that's a really good point, Kelly, because when you are looking at clinical studies, and this is just good general information that should apply to everything, when you're looking at these human clinical studies, you really have to look at the parameters and controls under which they were conducted. If you are working with a group that is too small, some of that data can really possibly be coincidental. So when you're dealing with a group that's this large, what you're going to find is that you will find significant data. You can actually assess that data. But when you're working with like a handful of people or the controls aren't right, maybe, you know, it's a double blind placebo study. Is everybody compliant with what they're supposed to be taking? Is everybody documenting what they're taking? What environment are they in? So many different controls. Also, what are pre-existing conditions, genetic factors? Mm-hmm. Basically, clinical data can be skewed if it is not conducted with the right parameters and controls in place, where you're getting a solid group of people that can really give you a big, clear picture. And, you know, sometimes medications also get pushed through this process so quickly that the list of side effects doesn't come until after. I imagine that there's quite a few people out there who are listening who have been given a medication from their doctor where the doctor said, oh, you know, this used to be prescribed for, prostate inflammation, but now we prescribe it for an antidepressant or it also does this. And, you know, you think about all these people that might have been taking something and at the time that was all it was being prescribed for. And then suddenly they find all of these other little channels where it's affecting the body. So again, you know, prescriptions are not the enemy. Prescription medication, antibiotics, all of that, they're not the enemy, but they should be used thoughtfully, carefully, and they should be used for limited periods of time if that is possible. There are certain medications sometimes people need to be on lifelong, and if you are working with a doctor that is your great partner in health, but if there's a medication that you can be on for a short period of time to help you out, and then you can find better natural ways of doing things, that's always considered ideal.
And one of the most important things, Mel, is our great friend of our show and formulator for Emerald, Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor. For 26 years, he's been seeing patients, running blood work, and seeing the occurrence of what is happening of these long-term uses. And he kind of put out there and agreed with what you said, Mel, stomach acid has a purpose. So your body, again, is designed to use that stomach acid to not only break down food, but it's also in there to aid in the absorption of these certain nutrients, right, Mel? And that was one of the things
Absolutely. That
I picked up from it.
Hydrochloric acid is actually activated in the protein digestive enzyme pepsin. And if you're suppressing that, it can really make you susceptible to poor protein digestion, imbalance in gut flora, and nutrient deficiencies. According to Dr. Mark Stangler, PPIs can actually cause certain nutrient deficiencies, such as magnesium, B12, vitamin C, calcium, and iron. And all of those are essential. If you have deficiencies in any single one of these, things are going to really not start going well for you. So it is important to note that most pharmaceutical medications in general are associated with certain deficiencies in nutrients. There's also a lot of increased risks of certain diseases as well that are associated with PPIs.
Some of those are stomach, esophageal, and liver cancer. Small intestine bacterial overgrowth, that's SIBO. We've talked about that quite a bit. Dr. Mark is educated on it. We have different things like chronic kidney disease, fracture risk, dementia, Alzheimer's, pneumonia, and subacute lupus. If you're somebody who's healthy, but you're dealing with having acid reflux and GERD, a temporary solution may help you. But again, we're going to share some practical things you can also work in that could potentially help you a little bit better. But another thing Dr. Mark gave us is this really great research paper, Mel, and it was the Mediterranean diet beats PPIs in a breakthrough study.
Kelly, this study showed that 85 of the patients were treated with PPIs, while 88 other patients followed a Mediterranean-style diet where they're restricting animal products more than typical and they're drinking alkaline water. And then they were also avoiding certain foods as well, including coffee, tea, soda, greasy and fatty foods, chocolate, spicy foods, and alcohol. But it was interesting because the researchers found that those who made those dietary changes, 62.6% showed a clinically meaningful improvement. And those taking PPIs, 54.1% showed a clinically meaningful improvement. So there's actually almost a 10% improvement in those taking the Mediterranean diet over the PPIs. So the reduction in the reflux symptom index was also significantly better in the diet group, which they got 39.8% improvement. And the PPI group, it was only 27.2%. So the benefit of this diet with GERD may be related to its effect on LES, since the dietary intake affects LES pressure.
Dr. Mark Stangler, he actually has a really great article, it's more of a published study, in the Journal of Nutritional Health Food Engineering based strictly on GERD and acid reflux and things people can do to make these dietary changes. We went ahead and added that link. You could pick it up under this episode at foreveryoungradio.com. So make sure you go and check that out. I think it was interesting, Mel, because Dr. Stangler said 1 in 14 people in the United States are taking proton pump inhibitors. These popular drugs account for $9.2 billion in sales each year, and this number does not include over-the-counter sales. There was an additional study. I know that there was one out of Houston Methodist and Stanford University, too, and they concluded that adults who take PPIs for digestive ailments were between 16% and 21% more likely to experience a heart attack. This is just another reason that people should be looking at alternative treatments.
One of the things that he has formulated is a product called Reflux Health. And this is a formula that he's using clinically. This is a formula that's available in the Emerald Labs brand, which is distributed throughout the country nationwide. It's in, you can find these formulas in stores like Sprouts or in your local mom and pop or natural grocers nationwide as well. He is using ingredients that have been clinically proven that are branded ingredients in this formula, including something called Mucosave. Mm-hmm. And this is a really interesting ingredient because Basically, the Mucosave has been clinically proven to reduce the frequency and intensity of the symptoms associated with GERD, as well as significantly calm heartburn and acid regurgitation episodes.
I'm back really excited to talk about reflux health by our good friends of Emerald Laboratories. You can learn more by going to foreveryoungradio.com.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion, such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. Before the break, we were talking about what can you do nutritionally to help your body if you are suffering from reflux, digestive, GERD issues. And Kelly, I started to tease an ingredient that's found in the formula Reflux Health that Dr. Stengler created for use clinically with his patients that is also in the Emerald Labs brand and available directly to you, even if you're not one of Dr. Stengler's patients. And the Mucosave is such an interesting ingredient because it has had some of these great randomized double-blind placebo-controlled studies that have shown that it can be effective without having all of the crazy symptoms that the pharmaceutical PPIs may be associated with.
That's what I like to look at. I like that. This is what I love about Dr. Stengler and I love about Emerald Labs. Everything that they put into a formulation is a branded ingredient. When it's a branded ingredient, that means that there is some research and efficacy behind that certain ingredient. And they always put the amount that was used in the study. The most irritating thing for me out there when I see nutritional supplements or I have a loved one or a friend or family come to me and they're like, I bought this late night on TV. What do you think of it? And I see that it maybe only has 10 milligrams of an ingredient. And maybe the study showed that it was 150 milligrams of the ingredient that made it successful. So again, that's a huge disservice for our population, for the community. If you're getting a window dressing amount type of a supplement. And so that's what I love what we do over there at Emerald Labs and with Dr. Mark Stengler is you know you're getting the effective amount that was actually used in that study.
Well, and you know, the thing is, Kelly, is that the alternative right now that we're looking at is right now there are like 50 million people that are being prescribed to one of the most common PPIs out there. There's 27 million being prescribed to like the second most common. This is a lot of people who are taking pharmaceutical medications when Mucosave actually has really powerful clinicals. There was a landmark study that was focused on in the frontiers of pharmacology that demonstrated in a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study, 100 healthy men and women between the ages of 30 and 50 years, 60 received Mucosave at 400 milligrams per day in capsule form, and 40 received a placebo before bedtime for 8 weeks. The volunteers didn't take any type of acid reflux medications. They were evaluated with two different questionnaires at the beginning and after 4 weeks and after 6 weeks. And these questions were associated with rating GERD symptomology that assessed 15 symptoms. And they received a daily diary with multiple choice questions. After 4 weeks, those people who were taking the Mucosave had an improvement with reflux, abdominal pain, belching, other symptoms, and symptoms of constipation, flatulence, you know, were improved close to double the rate of those compared with the placebo group. So almost all of the 15 disorders were evaluated, except for coughing and hoarseness, registered a significant improvement, especially for pressure in the chest, food back in the mouth and abdominal gurgling. Same thing was observed at 8 weeks. So this was basically and here's another great thing too. Also, the volunteers who were taking the Mucosave actually started to notice an improvement in the first 2 days of treatment. You know, wow. Heartburn symptoms reported significantly improved from the second day. They were maintained for the rest of the study. Moderate and severe heartburn readings were no longer present. At the third and eighth day, abdominal swelling and belching had a significant score improvement by the end of the first week. So this is just a really powerful ingredient. And it's a blend of extracts from prickle pear and from olive leaves. Basically, the prickle pear in Sicily, it's a flattened leaf-like stem called the cladodes, and it's used as a traditional medicine for the treatment of gastric ulcers. The polysaccharides in this are protective of the mucosa surface in the stomach and help to form a protective layer. And then the olive polyphenols in the olive leaves were shown to protect against oxidative damage and reduce the inflammation associated with mucosal disorders.
Not to interrupt you, but that's huge. And polyphenols, I mean, they're everywhere right now. People are trying to get their hands on them because they're exhibiting a great antioxidant values when we're talking about those polyphenols and the inflammatory balance that people are trying to squelch within that body when they're dealing with this type of a situation. But things like this, Mel, I love hearing about it because it's almost like a 1-2 punch, right? You're taking care of a situation that you're dealing with, like the reflux and the GERD and the burning, but you're also putting into your body some pretty awesome things like additional polyphenols and antioxidants.
This is a big picture of what providing your body with the proper nutrition can do to help support its overall wellness and functionality. So protecting that mucosal layer is extremely important. Another one of the ingredients in here that I would love for you to speak on, Kelly, because I know how passionate you are about this ingredient, is the aloe.
Aloe contains 8 important enzymes, 2 of which specifically support digestion. We've spoken before about amylase, and that kind of breaks down carbohydrates, right? Starches and sugars. And lipase helps digest fat. So, you know, we have all these different little things that are in that, again, packed with some of the benefits that we've been looking for. So aloe vera, always make sure, like I know Emerald Labs, they put in a very quality form of it. Don't just go to like a gas station or a corner store and pick up a clear jug, because a clear jug doesn't have the yellow sap in it and all the benefits in that yellow sap. And it's the most important and expensive part of making that product.
Absolutely. A good quality aloe vera is totally essential. Quite frankly, I like to always keep fresh aloe growing outside my house in a pot. You know, it's something you can use for burns. If you really had a stomach issue, you could do it. But, you know, the Aloe Life brand, too, is also phenomenal, Kelly. So the last really highlighted ingredient in this formula is the DGL licorice. And that's in there to help soothe and promote healing in the stomach and esophagus, you know, that may have been a little traumatized from all the GERD. The thing with DGL is it actually helps to stimulate cell growth of the mucus layer that lines the stomach and the intestines. It can also help to improve blood flow and help to reduce the spasming that might be associated with it. It promotes mucus activity. It offers relief for acid reflux, and the extra mucus that it helps promote may also act as a barrier to the acid in the stomach and esophagus. And this barrier can actually allow that damaged tissue to start healing and help to prevent future occurrences of acid reflux. This formula containing the DGL adds the extra protection for soothing, protection of the gastric mucosa. And really, when you combine all of these nutrients together, maybe a much better alternative than acid-suppressing drugs for people who are suffering from GERD. This is just a really complete formula to deal with all of the issues that people who are suffering from GERD and acid reflux may be struggling with.
Oh, and I've like given this to people in my family and they swear by it. I hope they've learned a lot on this show about different opportunities or avenues that you could potentially look into on your own to see if maybe there's another alternative. Again, we have episode 386. That was the big show we did on digestion. This is a follow-up, only focusing on acid reflux and GERD. We have the paper on the website for you to go and look at that Dr. Mark wrote. Please go and read that journal article. It was very, very important to learn from. Clean up your diet, you know, take some of the recommendations that Mel shared with you today and make those little changes and see if you feel any better. If you still want to try some supplements, make sure you're on a good probiotic. Make sure you try Reflux Health by Emerald Labs. Their digestive formula is also a great complimentary friend to get on the wagon together, especially if you have horrible digestive issues. And then as you are a member of this show and you've tuned in and you've listened, just know if you go to emeraldlabs.com, you always get 20% off by using the code FOREVER. Again, that's 20% off using the code FOREVER, and that's in addition to the 10% off daily. So it's almost 30% off just for being a listener of the show. There's over 100 different other products that you can look at. Mel, thank you so much. Really appreciate you doing all the heavy lifting on shows like this. And such an important topic, especially as we're going into the holiday season.
Absolutely, Kelly. I mean, really, there's just, our bodies go through so much for us. We really need to, you know, offer them, throw them a bone, as
totally.
One would say. Definitely going into the holidays, you know, we need to be watching over our digestion. If you didn't hear our last show that we did on liver, liver's the giver. A lot of people are going to be drinking more over the holidays. That can also mm-hmm. affect you in regards to, you know, alcohol can play a role in GERD and reflux, digestive issues. There's a bunch of different formulas that can really help you as you go through the holidays to be able to enjoy the holidays, hopefully in moderation, and not have so many of those miserable side effects. So thank you again for having me on. I love being part of this, and hopefully all of this information is really helpful to everybody out there listening.
Listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.